My next guest has had longevity in an industry where it's been proven that fame can be fleeting. The obvious way he's kept it going is because he's one of our most talented actors. It's also because of diversification, just like any successful business would try to embrace rather than being trapped by one iconic character. He's been able to bring a variety of comedic and dramatic characters to life with really no intimidation, which explains why he's been seen as like Santa in the film Elf, now as God in the stage play God Help Us, and his few spare moments of time, he's created the Ed Asner Family Center. We say hello to the legendary Ed Asner. How are you today, sir?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you for the lovely introduction.
Well, you certainly deserve it. So a couple of websites, we have them over at our page, too, so you can check them out. EdAsnerFamilyCenter.org, GodHelpUs.net, and TheSoapMyth.com. I want to start off with God Help Us, the play that you're a part of. As I said, you have the lead role as well. You should.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely God.
Talk about the concept, because I think it brings about an important point how we need to have discussion and debate, otherwise we're kind of screwed.
Well, the theme of the piece is a compromise. It fashions me as a comedic god, ruling and overruling on a couple who were once lovers together, but because of their differing political beliefs, have split and now are bitter enemies, political, social. And they argue constantly, and I am constantly ringing down the curtain on them and their opinions and setting them straight. And till finally I convince them that the art of compromise is lost by them, and I induce each of them to completely switch their affiliations.
Sounds like a great concept. When that concept was brought to you, and I mean, the idea of God, you have George Burns, Morgan Freeman, the list goes on through movies and TV. Was it the idea that drew you into the play, or the role that drew you into the play?
The fact that they made it so humorous. I like the idea of a humorous God, and by God, he's humorous.
And God's got to have a sense of humor sometimes when he looks at some of the stuff we do with what he's given us.
Yeah.
Well, going back into your days with the Mary Tyler Moore Show and Lou Grant, of course, you know, two legendary CBS shows, Bill Paley's CBS would take chances. That's something lacking in TV today, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. He eventually rang the curtain down on Lou Grant and the Lou Grant Show because of my outspokenness. But at the same time, I credit him with some fine entertainment sponsorship.
Yeah, that was, I guess, the stage in the game, too, where the new guard was coming in, and Paley was, in a lot of ways, getting bumped to the side and even getting overruled in a lot of cases, even though he ran the joint.
Yeah. And we find that the latest leader of CBS is an even deeper personal grief.
Yeah, that's a long discussion we might be able to have some other time. I found out you're a living, walking, talking example of life imitating art, I guess, because we remember the Mary Tyler Moore episode where Lou dated Mary. There was a time when real life, you two thought, hey, why not?
Yeah, why not is right. she was a darling. She was the most gorgeous lady. And she was a great, great prima ballerina to have as the star of that show. We were allowed to entertain and to our utmost, and she just let us let the lead out, let the line out, and we were dancing at her whim.
So Ed Asner, who's currently touring in the stage play God Help Us, he's also coming to the New York City area with the Soap Myth, and of course he has the Ed Asner Family Center, edasnerfamilycenter.org, godhelpus.net, thesoapmyth.com, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. The Soap Myth, what is that all? I mean, I know it brings about an important part of our history, which our schools are failing to teach, and I think the younger generation don't appreciate. It's commemorating the International Holocaust Remembrance Day. And you can go over to thesoapmyth.com to find out where around our neck of the woods it's going to be. But what's the background on this story?
Well, it was written by Jeff Cohen. He did a brilliant job of writing about this fictional Jew who has been denied acceptance of his belief in the idea that Jews were turned into soap. It was accepted at Nuremberg, and people were convicted on it. But over the years, it became belittled and ignored in terms of belief. And so the powers that be were dishonoring the myth and letting it rot. So this Jew, Saltzman by name, has taken it upon himself because he was in the town of the tragedy where the soap was created, and he sets out to prove it as deeply as he can.
You always seem to find the most interesting and most educational ways to inform people and entertain people through Lou Grant, the soap myth, the list goes on. Do you think you just have a good eye and ear for things, or does luck play a lot of what's been a part of your long career?
Well, I guess I'm a sucker for the tragedy. I'm a good tragic bringer, but I deliver the news, and I'll take the blows for delivering it, because most of the time it's very well written, I must say.
And you're also a healer through your work with the Ed Asner Family Center, because the programs that your center provides, when people are hit with challenges in their lives and they feel lost, the programs you connect people with really help ground people.
This center will do a lot to create hope for people who have been stymied with their kids and what to do about their kids, and to teach their kids and to empower the kids. It's primarily directed at autistic kids, Down syndrome, and ADD. But I think it's sadly needed, and we've already got the space picked out in the valley, the San Fernando Valley. And it's, let's see, this week they just finished a camp, and they've got the initial attendees attending the camp. So we'll be setting up the rest of it as we go along and finish the year, and opening the new year with a fully developed camp, hopefully.
And the way autism rates are rising, as reports show, some important work to be done through Ed Asner's Family Center. Learn more at edasnerfamilycenter.org. God help us. GodHelpUs.net. The Soap Myth. You can find out where it's going to be in our neck of the woods in New York and New Jersey at thesoapmyth.com. Ed's on Twitter at @TheOnlyEdAsner. And he certainly is the one and only Ed Asner. Thank you so much, sir, and Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you very much for helping the cause. You did a great job.